Hello everyone. Thank you for joining us today for our webinar on better spinal health for 2021. And some of you may have been suffering with spinal conditions this year, whether it's a sore back or sore neck, maybe you had whiplash in the past, a car accident, getting headaches. And as a chiropractor, we specialize in the spine and the way the spine works and the joints. So today we're going to go over better spinal health. My name is Dr. Kerry Yerke. I've practiced for over 26 years and I've seen a lot of patients over the years, thousands with spine and joint pain. And my practice is currently in Kelowna, British Columbia. We're at the Landmark 4 building, which is just where the White Bridge goes over Harvey Avenue in Kelowna. So we want to talk about spinal health and having better spinal health in 2021. Just a disclaimer, it's best to check with a health professional about your specific conditions, because today I'll be sharing tips that I give my patients, but the tips are customized for each patient and what their condition is. So I recommend that you go see a health professional in your area. If you're in Kelowna, you're certainly welcome to come and see us. But if you're in another community, I would ask around and find a good chiropractor in your area, or you can always ask us if we know of someone. You can message us and we'll know somebody in other locations that we have referred to in the past. So for the anatomy and physiology of the spine, there's 24 vertebrae in the spine, and there's discs that are in between the bones. They act like shock absorbers. There's joints that make up the articulation between the bones. So there's cartilage, there's synovial fluid, there's ligament around it. And this allows you to move, bend, and twist. But the spine still protects the spinal cord, and that spinal cord's going from the brain down through the spine, and then the nerve roots exit the spine and go to various parts of the body. So I would say the highest priority of the spine is to protect the spinal cord and then allow you to move, bend, and twist. And we know that because when somebody has a misalignment in their spine and the nerve is affected, let's say they have a pinched nerve in that area, then the muscles and ligaments, discs, everything kind of tightens up in that area to protect the spine from putting more pressure on the nerve. So you'll get spasms to keep the bone and the alignment away from putting more pressure on the nerve. And so that is top priority. And often we'll see people coming to our clinic that have spasms because of this protective mechanism. The cardinal movements in the spine are flexion, bending forward, extension, bending backwards, twisting, rotation, right and left, and then bending sideways. We call it lateral bending to the right and left. The nerves, there's sets of nerves, one at each level, coming out of the spine on the right and one on the left. And these nerves can sometimes travel long distances. So from the neck, the brachial nerve goes all the way to the fingers. And from the low back, the sciatic nerve goes all the way to the toes. So these nerves can travel long distances. There's shorter nerves that go to the muscles. There's nerves that go to the organs in the body as well. So the nervous system sends signals from the brain to the body and back from the body to the brain. And the nervous system is broken down into three types: the motor nerves, the sensory, and the reflexes, the autonomic nerves in the body. So tip number one, we talked about it earlier, is see a professional. So get a proper diagnosis for your condition. Go see a chiropractor. Chiropractors are well trained on spinal and joint conditions. The chiropractor will be able to assess your condition properly and then give you the best advice. And that advice will be specific for your condition, and any recommendations, exercises, products the chiropractor can recommend for you as well. Tip number two for better spinal health in 2021 is posture. And posture is the way you stand, and it's also the chair you sit in, the desk station and the way you have it set up, the footwear that you use, the mattress, so where you sleep, and some tips that I give patients for better posture. So for the chair, I recommend patients have a chair that's adjustable and one that has armrests. Get the desk station set up so that the monitors are straight ahead of you at eye level. Make sure the keyboard is comfortable, and there's a wrist pad for your wrists if you type a lot. And make sure you have an ergonomic mouse as well. So the desk station setup is very important for people that sit at their desk for long periods of time. The footwear is important because you need the proper cushioning for your shoes that'll help with shock absorption of the spine, but also the alignment of the shoe. If it's flatter, it's generally better because when we have a higher heel, it tends to pitch the body forward, and then the upper part of the spine has to compensate or lean backwards to keep you upright. This can really put some extra stress or strain on the low back. And so when I talk to patients, I often tell them to bring in their footwear, take a look at it. I look for the wear pattern on the bottom of the shoes to see if maybe they're walking abnormally, if they have a poor gait, the way they walk. And then I generally recommend the type of shoes that they should get. The other thing that's important is your mattress. So generally a firmer mattress is better than a soft one, but it all depends again on the person's condition, and the pillow the person's using is important too. So those are things that we consult our patients on, is getting the right type of mattress, getting the right pillow for support. And then a tip I give patients is just a quick reset for your posture is just pull your shoulder blades down. So tighten the muscles underneath the shoulder blades, the subscapular muscles, that pulls the shoulder blades down. It resets your posture. It's almost like you are more upright. When you focus on that, it resets the whole rib cage and the upper part of the body. And so that's one of the first tips I give patients about their posture is just tighten those muscles, the subscapularis under your shoulder blades, and that'll help to reset your posture. Tip number three, we talked about rest and sleep. So a firm mattress is better, and rotate your mattress on a regular basis. So you want to rotate and flip it, and that'll keep better support for your spine. Often I tell people to put a pillow or two underneath their knees, depending on their alignment. And if they sleep on their side, a couple pillows between their legs, that just helps the hips from twisting or rolling over. To sleep better, which is very important for healing of the spine and the back, I tell people to have their environment kind of a dark and cool environment. So you want to wind down before you go to sleep. And some of the research says, you know, 30 to 60 minutes of not using your phone, not making the room darker, and a little cooler, a degree or two Celsius cooler, just helps your body to wind down and kind of to get into that sleep mode. There's rhythms in the brain, circadian rhythms and chemicals in the brain that help with the sleep cycle. So it's important to help yourself to get a good night's sleep. I would avoid stimulants like coffee or tea before bed, because sometimes that can keep you awake and affect the nervous system. And sleep is one of those things that I talk to my patients about, because if they're in pain and discomfort and they're trying to heal, sleep is really important to get the body that extra boost that it needs to start and to follow through on that healing process. Tip number four is stretch and strengthen. So once you start feeling better, what I like to do with my patients is give my patients some stretches for relief. And these can be like yoga type of stretches, helps to loosen the muscle, promote circulation. It stimulates the mechanoreceptors, the joint receptors versus the pain receptors, the nociceptors. And it helps to strengthen the core. So it helps strengthening helps your core, the muscles around the spine. And there's four major muscle groups around the spine. So we really want to get core strength. Those could be exercises like planks or sit-ups or back extensions or rows. We like to give our patients specific exercises to strengthen body parts, in particular the ones around the spine. Tip number five is ergonomics. So we talked about the desk height and the chair height, the monitor and the keyboard, having the right mouse, and just making sure that's straight ahead and not off to the side. So just simple things like making sure that desktop is set upright and you have the right height for the monitor, the desk, and your chair. Another tip I give my patients is in the car, make sure you have the same type of setup. So you want a backrest that is going to support your back, your head's going to be supported, and then you have a comfortable distance between yourself and the steering wheel. You don't want to reach too far, or you don't want to be too cramped or squished, because that changes the way that the body works, especially if you're driving for long distances. Like if you're a trucker or a delivery person, if you're sitting in your car a lot, this is very important to have the right lumbar support, the right backrest, the head piece set up properly, the right distance between you and the steering wheel, and any controls, like if you're shifting gears, and then having the right distance so there's a little bit of a knee bend so you can reach the pedals. Like what I tell people is if they can fully press on the brake, they should still have a little bend in the knee. It shouldn't be fully extended. So the knee works best when there's a slight bend to it. So if you press down on your brake pedal and you have a slight bend and it's still comfortable, that's good. You shouldn't have to get off your seat and twist your pelvis to reach the pedal. And you shouldn't be cramped so that you're just pushed back against the seat trying to work the pedals either. So the brake is kind of the gold standard. You don't fully depress the accelerator usually, but the brake you might. So I like to advise patients to use the brake as a guide. For nutrition, some of the things that help the spine are calcium and magnesium. Glucosamine, which is a supplement, can help with the joint health. And then protein, of course. Protein is the building blocks of the body, and we need good quality protein to rebuild the spine and the tissues, especially if there's been an injury or if you're trying to get your spine to be stronger. There'll be a rejuvenation of the tissue in the area, and you need to feed the tissue properly to make sure that it's like a renovation or building something. You need the 2x4s in order to build the structure and do the renovation properly. And the body's much the same, where it needs these building blocks in order for it to get stronger and healthier. Drinking water is important. It's essential. And the body's made up of 70 to 80% water. The discs do expand at rest. Some of the research says that the height of the disc can increase tremendously, like 17 to 22 millimeters during the night. So you can really increase the discal height, and that'll help with shock absorption during the day. So when you're sleeping, make sure you have enough hydration or water during the day and before bed. That's just going to help the body to work better, but also help you to increase the discal height. And that's going to help with shock absorption the next day. And then proper mechanics, whether it's in the gym, you want to avoid doing jerking movements or irregular postures that are going to injure your shoulder, your back. So be careful the way you're doing the lifting and the exercises. Also, be careful of at work the way you're lifting. So I have some patients that are in construction or drywall delivery. So just be careful when you're lifting things and twisting, because that's really hard on the spine. So you want to have proper mechanics, bend with your knees, kind of have a scissor movement at the hips, and know your limits and don't overdo them, because you can injure your back, and then that's going to take care to get your spine restored back to the way it was before. A bonus tip today is stress management. And we do talk about stress in the clinic. If patients are stressed, there's going to be more tension in the body, and it does interfere with the healing process. So we give our patients relaxation techniques, and that could be breathing exercises, meditation. And sometimes, if it's a difficult situation, we may refer the patient to therapy or a counselor that can help them to deal with the stresses they have in their lives. If you have spine pain, don't hesitate to call our office in Kelowna. Our phone number is 250-486-0062. You can message us on Facebook or Instagram as well. I did write a book on back pain last year, 2019, and it was published on Amazon. And there's three formats. There's the ebook, the paperback, and there's an audiobook version of it. So please feel free to go to Amazon to check that out, and it is a good read. It's about 100 and just over 100 pages. And I did write a book on neck pain. So those are the two books that I've written for people that are struggling with back pain and neck pain. And that neck pain book is in a similar format as the back pain book. If you want to join us for free webinars in the future, go to our Eventbrite page. It's Dr. Carrie Yerkew at Eventbrite, and you're going to see our webinars: back pain, neck pain, whiplash, joint pain, and we do other webinars that are more detailed during the year as well. We usually record them. We'll put them on our YouTube channel, and so you can go to Dr. Carrie Yerkew on YouTube, and you can watch the recordings. We also have started doing Facebook Live. We like this format. We will be working on this format so that we can get a bit of a picture of me talking in the corner and the slides. So we're gonna we've looked into using software that will allow us to better stream. But for now, doing the screen sharing on Facebook does work quite well to get the information to you. If you want to find our clinic, it's 105 1628 Dixon in Kelowna, and our email address, drkerryyerkew@gmail.com. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate. Follow us on social media. The handles are the same for Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Dr. Carrie Yerkew. And on YouTube, same handle. On Anchor, we have a podcast called Super Healthy, and that gets distributed to Spotify, to Apple, to Google. And when we have a webinar like this, often we'll take the audio from it and put it on our podcast so you can follow us, our feed, and you'll get the audio version of these webinars instantly sent to you, or you'll get notified by your podcast provider that there's a new episode. And you can go to our website. It's carryyerkew.com. So feel free to go there and check out what we're up to. We have a blog. We update the past webinars, and we usually have a schedule going forward of the upcoming webinars. We just redid our website, so we're just rebooting everything. But in the next coming weeks, we're going to have everything updated. And the special offer for you for being on this webinar today is 10% off your initial visit. So we're currently accepting new patients. All you have to do is call us or message us. We'll set up an appointment for you. We can usually get you in within 48 hours. And just tell us that you were on this webinar and you'd like to use the 10% off initial visit, and just say, use the code 7TIPS. So that way we'll know you're on this webinar, and we'll apply that discount to your first visit. This expires on December the 18th, so you have to use that coupon by December the 18th. I want to thank you for joining us today. It was a pleasure doing this webinar. Please join us for the upcoming webinars. If you have any questions, you can comment or DM me or email. And we look forward to seeing you at the future webinars and in our clinic in the near future.